Greetings from Harvest, Alabama. My name is Carrie McShay, and I am a member at Ford's Chapel United Methodist Church here in Harvest. With me today are Benjamin, Michael, and Seth, three members of our youth group. And this morning we're going to do a reflection on Psalm 66. Psalm 66 says, "Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Come and see what God has done, his awesome deeds for mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you. Vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me." So, Benjamin, what part of this psalm stood out to you as you read it, and why?
I think the part that stood out to me the most was that no matter what happened and no matter what God put them through, they always praised him no matter what. And why that part stands out to me the most is because that just shows how much power God has and how much people just love him and how much he does for others.
Michael, what would you say stood out to you as you read it, and why?
That all earth will bow down to him and praise him, because they all love him and that we all want to praise him.
Very good. And Seth, what part stood out to you as you read it, and why?
The part that stood out to me the most, it says, "For you, God, test us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs." And I think that's really important, because not a lot of people realize that, you know, everyone goes through hardship or difficult times and stuff, and that God has a plan for everyone. So even though you might be going through a hard time or like be dealing with someone, it's all part of God's plan.
Okay, thank you. Michael, let's go back to you here. Tell us something that you want to praise God for today.
God brought back a friend to me over this past summer, and I got to spend some time with her last night while watching a movie at CinePlanet.
Okay, good. And Benjamin, what is something that you want to praise God for today?
I want to praise God today for allowing me to wake up in a good house, a good community, being able to eat breakfast, and have a loving family. I know that's what everyone would say, but that's just the most true answer.
Okay, thank you, Benjamin. Seth, let's go over to you now. What does it mean to you that God does not, quote, withhold his love from you?
I think it means that God has unconditional love for me. God has unconditional love for everyone.
Okay, and Michael, what would you say that it means to you that God does not withhold his love from you?
I don't remember where it says this, but it says love endures forever. That means to me that he will love you unconditionally without any burden to you.
What about you, Benjamin? What would you say?
I think that God not withholding his love from us means that no matter what we say or do or think, he will always love us no matter what. No matter what we're going through in life, he will always be there beside us showing love.
Okay, excellent. And Benjamin, let's go back to you again for this final question. Since God has not withheld his love, what do you think your response to that should be?
I think we should also love and praise God no matter what. Everything we do is for a purpose, the purpose he set for us. Whether it's a high or a low, it will help us reach our goal no matter what. So always love him and praise him and thank him no matter what.
Awesome. And Michael, what would you say?
To do everything for him. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Just do everything for the glory of God.
Okay. And Seth, bring us on home here. What would you say your response should be?
I think it's because God has unconditional love for everyone. We should also have unconditional love for everyone. Maybe not unconditional, but we should not withhold any love from anyone or, you know, be really hateful towards each other for no reason.
Gentlemen, thank you for being here today to talk about your thoughts on Psalm 66. God, I just thank you for each of these young men who are here today. I thank you for this next generation who loves you. I pray that we as the church will foster deep roots and a deep love and a deep faith for you in this next generation. God, we thank you today for all of the good things you do for us. We thank you even for the trials that you send us through. And we pray that our response to you will be to love you and to always love others. We ask these things in your name. Amen.